Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have a classic story from the Gemara. Chazal, our sages, tell us one should always be humble and patient like Hillel, not impatient like Shammai. Of course, Shammai was a great tzaddik, but this story is about Hillel, and maybe another time we'll be able to explain more about the greatness of Shammai. There were two people who once made a bet. They said like this: whoever of us manages to anger Rabbi Hillel would receive 400 zuz. It's a lot of money. They made a bet who could get Hillel angry. Friday afternoon, while Hillel was bathing in preparation for Shabbos, one of the two men took his turn to try to irritate Hillel and make him lose his patience. He passed by the door and called out in a chutzpahdik way, "Is Hillel here? Where's Hillel?" Instead of saying, "Rabbi Hillel." Hearing him, Hillel dressed, went outside, and asked how he could help. "I have a question to ask," said the man. "Ask, my son," Hillel said. This was his question: "Why are the heads of Babylonians so round?" Hillel answered, "My son, you have asked a great question. It's because they do not have skillful midwives." Midwives are the people that in those days would help deliver the baby, sometimes these days also. And he was explaining that they didn't have good skills and therefore they would damage the shape of the head of the babies who they delivered. The man left, waited a while, and then came back and once again called out in a chutzpahdik way, "Where's Hillel? Is Hillel here?" Again, Hillel got dressed, went outside and asked how he could help. "I have a question to ask," the man said. "Why are the eyes of the Talmudoyim slanted?" Hillel listened patiently and said, "My son, you have a great question. It's because they live in places with a lot of sand. And the sand gets blown around and can go into their eyes, and therefore Hashem made their eyes slanted so as to protect their eyes." Then later, a third time, "Where's Hillel?" he called out in a chutzpahdik way. "Where's Hillel?" Hillel again put on his robe and asked, "My son, what do you require?" The new question was, "Why are the feet of the Africans wide?" "My son, you've asked another good question," Hillel said tolerantly. "It's because they live in watery marshes, and having wide feet helps them to walk in the kind of places where they live." The man continued in a rough way, "I have many more questions to ask, but I'm afraid you might be angry." Thereupon Hillel sat down in front of him and said, "Ask all the questions you want." As if he was unaware, the man said, "Are you the Hillel who's called the Nasi of the Yidden, the leader of the Jewish people?" "Yes," Hillel replied. The man retorted, "If that's you, may there not be others like you." "Why, my son?" asked Hillel. "Because I have lost 400 zuz at a bet, trying to get you to become angry." Hillel answered, "Always be careful of your moods. You can lose 400 zuz this time, and yet lose another 400 zuz another time. But Hillel will never take offense. Hillel will never become angry." So this story teaches us, right from the Gemara, from the Talmud, the great value of being patient, not to lose our patience and become angry. In fact, in another place in the Gemara, our sages compared getting angry to worshiping idols, because just like a person who's angry acts as if Hashem is not controlling the world, so too, idol worship is based on this idea of Chas V'Shalom thinking that Hashem does not control the world, that there are other forces that control the world. Chas V'Shalom. And this is a very important thing for us to learn, to always be patient, not to become angry. Of course, if someone's coming to hurt you, you have to react in a way to protect yourself. But in the average, ordinary situations of people, certainly not to become angry. And this will help to bring Mashiach very quickly. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.